Amen. Genesis chapter 37, and I'm just going to preach a little bit here tonight, and when I'm done, if you want to pray, we'll pray. If you want to go home, we'll go home. Amen. Praise God. Amen. But I've learned that when God deals with you about something, there's a lot of things that can be preached, and preachers like to preach. That's what we're called to do. And you probably wouldn't understand it unless God calls you to preach. But there's something about when you get to preaching that when the anointing comes on you and the saints are preaching with you, you can preach anywhere. Amen. But I feel like God has spoken to me. Amen. Has dealt with me in my spirit about something to preach here tonight. It's not difficult. It's not complicated. Praise God. But I just want to tell you what God dealt with me about. Genesis chapter 37, verse 5. It said, and Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told it his brethren, and they hated him yet the more. And he said unto them, hear, I pray you this dream which I have dreamed. For behold, we were binding sheaves in the field, and lo, my sheaf arose, and also stood upright, and behold, your sheaves stood round about and made obeisance to my sheaf. And his brethren said to him, shalt thou indeed reign over us, or shalt thou indeed have dominion over us? And they hated him yet the more for his dreams and for his words. And he dreamed yet another dream and told it his brethren and said, behold, I have dreamed a dream more. And behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made obeisance to me. And he told it to his father and to his brethren. And his father rebuked him and said unto him, what is this dream that thou hast dreamed? Shall I and thy mother and thy brethren indeed come to bow down ourselves to thee, to the earth? And his brothers envied him, but his father observed the saying. I just want to preach for a little while tonight. By the help of God, what will become of your dreams? What will become of your dreams? Let's ask God to help us tonight. God, I thank you, Lord. God, for the Holy Ghost. I thank you, Lord, for your Spirit. God, I feel you right now, God. God, I ask you to speak to your people. Oh, God, we praise you tonight, God, for what you're doing in this city, what you're doing in this church, God, the revival that has been promised, prophesied. God, given to your people. God, I thank you, Lord, God, because you are great and mighty. God, we're going to preach your word, God, and we ask you tonight, God, that you would pour out your Spirit in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Can we just give God praise here tonight? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Praise God, praise God. Amen. You can, amen, be seated here tonight. And I don't think I'll be long, and you know how that is with an apostolic preacher. That could be a dangerous statement. Amen. But I don't feel like I'm going to preach a long time tonight because I feel like, amen, God wants to do a work in his people here tonight. Amen. But there was many years ago before I was pastor of our church that I dreamed a dream. And all of us, if we think back probably just a few days ago, a few weeks ago, at some point you have dreamed a dream. It's a natural part of our sleep process. And they tell us that we should dream regularly, that we should enter into that area of sleep in order to sleep properly and get good rest. And I remember dreaming this dream, and when I woke up from it, I was excited. And I think possibly I told you this dream, Brother Callen, while we've been working together, but our church was going through a time of upheaval, and there was things happening, and people had left the church, and we were at a place that seemed like a crossroad. Amen. It seemed like there's times that churches go through that we get into a place that We feel like everything just could be better, or it's not going the way that we want it to. And but I woke up from this dream, and I was excited. And the dream was that we were all standing in an overgrown field, and we were. Did I tell you this dream? That we were in an overgrown field walking through it, the whole church, and we were joined hand in hand. And as we walked, I was kind of perplexed in the dream, like, what in the world is going on? And as we were walking through this field, we were joined hand in hand, and we weren't in a hurry. And I realized after a little while, it was like I was the last guy to realize what was happening, because I came into this process that was happening late. And in the dream, I joined in with everybody, and all of a sudden, I realized we were looking for things. And then all of a sudden, I heard someone holler, and the whole line of people stopped, and we all gathered together, and we looked down in the person's hand that had found it, and there was a piece of gold. And I thought to myself, wow, that is a gold coin. And as I looked at it, I thought to myself, that is an old coin. And, you know, you can look at things and immediately your mind can determine and ascertain that this is not something that's new. And then we all stretched back out and we joined hands once again, and we began to walk through this overgrown field. And we were searching and we were looking. And as we were searching and looking, all of a sudden there was another cry that, hey, everybody stop, I found another one. And I walked over and I started to look at what it was, and the person held out their hand, and it was another piece of gold. And as I looked at that gold, I thought, man, that's like freshly minted gold right off the press. I thought, man, the edges are sharp and crisp, and everything about it looks brand new. The gold's not old and tarnished looking. And I don't know if you're starting to connect with me what was happening, but all of a sudden in that dream I realized this is revival, and these old coins were backsliders that were going to come back into the church, and the new gold was new people that were going to come into the church. Hey man, and when I woke up from that dream, it hadn't happened yet, it hadn't started yet, but all of a sudden I realized that everything was going to be okay. Come on, somebody. I'm preaching to this church. Hey, man, you need to understand tonight that everything's going to be okay. Hey, man, when God starts adding to the church, it's daily. Such as should be saved. Hey, man, I begin to get excited in my spirit. Hey, man, the revival was fixing to happen. That revival was fixing to pour out. Come on, Augusta. Hey, man, come on, church. Hey, man, it's time to realize. Hey, man, what you've been doing, you've been planting the seed, you've been reaching for souls, and you're getting ready to see the revival. You're getting ready to see God do what he has promised. Oh, let's love the Lord right now. Hallelujah. I love you, Jesus. I praise you, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You can be seated. And so from that time on, I've observed in our city, amen, many people come back to God, many people be filled with the Holy Ghost. What was amazing, in 2011, you care if I take just a little bit of time here? I want to get to what I'm going to preach, because I feel like God gave this to me also. But my pastor, at the stroke of midnight, Brother Manchie just texted me, he's sick tonight, he couldn't be there at church tonight. But at the stroke of midnight, and I exaggerate not, Brother Manchie lifted his hands and he began to talk in tongues as the Spirit gave the utterance. Hey man, that was January 1st, 2011. Amen. When that service was finally over, Pastor Elder said, "Church, I've had a dream." Amen. That the best thing that's ever happened to Apostolic Faith Tabernacle is going to happen this year. Oh, come on, church. Hey, man, you know the rest of the story. My pastor died and went to heaven. But you know what happened before that happened? Hey, man, as we begin to have a revival, and all of a sudden people begin walking through the doors that we hadn't seen for years. Hey, man, kids of backsliders. Hey, man, that loved God, who had received the Holy Ghost. Oh, feel the Holy Ghost right now. Hey, man, children of backsliders that didn't have any control over their situation. Amen. They walked back through the doors of Apostolic Faith Tabernacle. God renewed them in the Holy Ghost. And they're still in the church today. Oh, I'm here to preach, amen, a message of revival to Augusta. Amen, that God, amen, has seen your work. God has heard your prayers. Amen, God has seen every Bible study taught, every seed planted. There's getting ready to be a harvest. There's getting ready to be that revival, amen, that you've heard preached about and heard talked about and heard prophesied about. You're going to see it in your day. Hallelujah. Let's worship the Lord. Let's praise the Lord right now. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Amen. You can be seated. And so, the dream, what will become of your dream? What will become of your dream? I don't like to use personal reference, but if I could tonight, if I could share with you things that God has done and dealt with me in my lifetime. And so, as a boy, as a very young child, maybe 3 or 4 years old, God gave me a dream of a fire. And as I sat at the edge of that fire, there were little brown faces of little children that I saw in that fire that I was trying to help get out of that fire. And when I woke up from it, I was very scared. I didn't know what to think. And I went to my mother and I began to tell her the dream. And she said, "Nathan, why don't we pray?" Amen. Because she says God is dealing with you and talking to you about your future, about what's going to happen. And those dreams, you know, there's dreams that are very defining in your life. If you just want to go through life, amen, and just take it as it comes, and God don't speak to you and God don't deal with you, you go right ahead. But I would rather be sensitive to the Holy Ghost. I want to be sensitive to God in my life. I want my children, amen, to be sensitive to God. And the older I got, I begin to realize that things just weren't normal in my life. Amen, that I wasn't just a normal person, but that God's hand was upon my life, that God was, amen, dealing with me. I'm sorry for this personal reference. I'm just sharing with you my heart. Amen, that God began to deal with me. Amen, that you're going to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Oh, there were times I was like, "God, I don't know how I'll ever preach the gospel. Amen, I don't know how I'll ever get there." Amen, living like I'm living, doing the things, because I knew that there was times when I was a teenager that if Jesus Christ came back for his church, I would be lost. Amen, that I would go to a devil's hell. But somehow God got a hold of my heart. Come on, I'm preaching to someone here tonight. There's dreams that God's put into your spirit and put into your heart, and God's dealt with you in your lifetime. Amen, don't lose sight of those dreams. I realize today amen, that it's not just children. You know, sometimes as a child, you dream as a child. But when you become a man, the Bible says you put away childish things, but you begin to realize and understand that God's dealing with you now as a man, and you're dealing with people. And as I look out across the congregation in Hutchinson, Kansas, there are many, many, many brown faces that I'm trying to help get to heaven. Can you understand tonight that when God gives you a dream, hold on to that dream. Don't stop dreaming. What will you do with your dreams? So we read the story of this man, Joseph. Joseph was a child of the love of Jacob's life. Joseph, a man, was the one. Isaac and Rebekah. Amen. Isaac loved Rebekah. She couldn't have child, and she was barren and couldn't have children. And she prayed. She said, "Give me children lest I die." And she bore Joseph. Amen. Time would only tell that Joseph's life was very important. Joseph's life was, his life was brought to being to save God's people. Amen. That it wasn't, your life is not a mistake. Amen. Your life, when God, amen, gets a hold of you, amen, and God begins to work in your life, you understand that, amen, what's happening is that God has brought you into the kingdom for such a time as this. Come on, I'm preaching to this church tonight. Hey, man, the devil like to try to tell you that you're just warming the pew, that you're just another number on the roster. You're just another name, hey, man, at New Life Tabernacle. But I'm here to preach to you that you're here by the will of God. Hey, man, we're not born, hey, man, by the will of man nor by the will of flesh, but by the will of God. Hallelujah. Hey, man, and God's brought you into the kingdom for such a time as this. Amen. But oh, Joseph. Amen. Joseph began to grow, and he began to become his father's favorite, and he was his father's favorite, and he was given the coat of many colors. And as we read tonight, he began to have these dreams, and they were so vivid, amen, that he couldn't help but tell them to his brothers, and then tell it to his mom and dad and his brothers. When it was all said and done, his father was saying, "Man, I don't know what in the world is getting a hold of my son Joseph. Hey, man, but he's having these dreams that are almost verging on the edge of craziness. Hey, man, but little would they know that in just a few short years that these dreams would come to pass. But in the meantime, this man, this boy Joseph, this young man Joseph, hey, man, he came, his father said, "Take your brothers some food and provender to the field and take care of them so that they can eat." And while he was going up, hey, man, the word of God said his brother saw him afar off, and they said, "Look who's coming, it's the dreamer." Can I tell you something? Sometimes it's not always popular to be the dreamer. Hey, man, there's times when people, hey, man, when you're misunderstood, hey, man, by those around you. Hey, man, but hold on to your dream. Hey, man, what's going to happen to your dream, saint of God? Hey, man, don't let go of the dream. And his brothers took him, threw him in a pit, and sold him into slavery. Hey, man, and they said, "We got rid of the dreamer. We got rid of the one who thinks he has preeminence over us." And little did they know he would be their savior. Hey, man, just a little while down the road, hey, man, he would be the one that pulled them out of starvation and pulled them out, hey, man, and saved their lives. Come on, I'm preaching to your church. Amen. You can't get bitter, amen, over the things that happen, because when God gives you a dream, it's for a reason. Amen. When God, amen, gives you a dream, it's because he has a work for you to do. Amen. Oh yeah, you might be misunderstood, amen, but there's going to be a time when the dream will come to pass. Amen. When the dream, amen, will come into your life, and you'll realize that this was just not just something that God was dreaming because I ate something, but God was right in the middle of my life. In the meantime, Joseph refused to lose his integrity with God. If anybody had reason, Joseph had reason. I said, Joseph had reason. Think about this. If anybody had reason, Joseph had reason to get mad. Joseph had a reason to get upset. Joseph had a reason to take vengeance on his brothers. I'm not sure it ever entered his mind until the day presented itself. Because he said, you know what? I've got to make the best of my situation. I'm not going to get down about this. I'm going to stay up. No, I'm sure he had days where, if he's like anybody else, when you get put in a situation, I'm sure there's down days. I've been there. You're like, man, what in the world did I do? Woe is me. How many's ever been there before? I've been there. I'm like, oh, Jesus, I got to have your help. But there was something down on the inside of him. Man, he had, somewhere along the way, his brothers didn't get the foundation that he got. I'm not sure why that was. Maybe it was because of his mother. Maybe it was because of his father would sit down with him and say, look, son, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Son, you say, well, that wasn't written yet. I promise you, just because it wasn't written, it was already being told that there's just one God. There's just one God. And he was putting it into his children. I hope this is resonating with somebody here tonight. And Joseph, sure enough, he rose to the top. God's people, they don't stay on the bottom. They rise to the top. God said he'd make you the head, not the tail. It's not God's will for you to stay on the bottom. Rise to the top. You say, oh, I don't want that responsibility. Well, grow up. It's time to get it. I'm sorry. I'm not the pastor here. I'm the evangelist. Rise to the top. And he rose to the top. And what do you know? Here comes the beautiful woman and says, come on, lay with me. And he says, oh, no. What did he say? He said, how can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? I'm not going to do that. And so what did he do? He got thrown in prison for standing up for what's right. What are you going to do with your dreams? He said, man, I got thrown in the pit. I got sold to my cousins. My cousins got rid of me to Potiphar. And now Potiphar's thrown me in prison because I stood up for what's right. You know, if anybody had a right to get upset and get crossed up, who had a right? Joseph had a right to get all crossed up. He said, wait a minute. How can I sin against my God? I'm not going to sin against my God. So what, you know what he did when he got into that prison? Amen. He became the head prisoner. He said, okay, guys, get the broom, start sweeping up, start cleaning up. Amen. Let's go. Amen. He said, we've got to do this right. And I don't know how they knew that Joseph was a dreamer, but there's something about a dreamer that's just a little bit different. Amen. And all of a sudden, people started coming to him. And they said, we had a dream. Can you interpret our dream? And he said, yeah. He said, you're going to be restored to your position in 3 days. And in 3 days, your head's going to be hung up on the fence. And he told the butler, he said, hey, don't forget me when you get back into your position, because I want out of here. Come on, I'm reaching for somebody right now. What are you going to do with your dreams? What are you going to do with your dreams? What are you going to do? Are you going to let the devil steal your dream? Hey, man, I want to reach another lost soul. There's people that need the Holy Ghost. Hey, man, there's children. Hey, man, they got to be taught. Hey, man, I refuse to lose my dream. You know, right now, our bus ministry, as that is at its lowest point that it has ever been in 53 years that I've been at Apostolic Faith Tabernacle. Hey, man, we pick up children every Sunday. But ever since COVID, hey, man, we go out on Saturday. We have Saturday church. Hey, man, we have kids get on the bus, and then they quit coming. Amen. And it seems like our bus workers are at an all-time low. But I'm like, okay, God. Hey, man, this is something that's always been a part of our church. It's something that's worked. God, give us a revival. God, give us children lest we die. God, I want to see another one get the Holy Ghost. You know what I saw this morning? Is I saw another 8-year-old little girl talking in tongues as the Spirit gives the utterance. Come on, Sunday school teacher, don't stop. Come on, youth leader, don't stop. Come on, saint of God. Come on, Bible study teacher, don't stop. What's going to become of your dream? Yeah. A year and a half ago, I buried my sound man, my lead sound man. But you know where he's at? He's dancing on streets of gold. Hey, man, you know where he came from? He came from the bus ministry. Hey, man, he came from my dad's bus route. Hey, man, he came from someone knocking on his door saying, come on. Hey, man, go to church with me on Sunday. Hey, man, don't give up, saint of God. Don't give up, witnesser. Don't give up, Bible study teacher. Keep on reaching. Keep on being a witness. See the revival. Pharaoh had a dream. Nobody could tell him the interpretation. The butler said, hey, I forgot all about that Hebrew dude. And he told him, man, Joseph, he didn't waste any time. He got cleaned up. The Bible says he shaved his face, put on different raiment. And he went before the king. And he told the king, he said, 7 years of plenty, 7 years of lean. This is what you need to do. He said, I'm your man. Read your Bible. He said, I'm your man. I can do it for you. Think about it. Man, if I got up and I told somebody the interpretation of the dream, I think this is my chance to get out of jail right here. I'm your man. And man, Pharaoh liked him so much. He says, you're equal to me, except you're not going to sit on my throne. He said, you got just as much power as me. And here was Joseph. He went from prisoner to Pharaoh. Oh, yeah, the Bible said he was Pharaoh. He was the king. And he was standing there. I don't know what he was thinking at that point. Think about that. How would you react if all of a sudden you became a multi-billionaire? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Think about it. All of us in here, we dream of what we would do if we had a whole bunch of money. I'm like, God, those dudes out there running around playing basketball like little boys and football, and they get paid millions of dollars. I'm trying to figure out how to build a church for $500,000. Joseph was standing there, and something caught his eye. He saw these. He saw these guys dressed in kind of rough-looking clothes. They all had a ribbon of blue around the border of their garment. You say that was before? Well, this is my story. I'm preaching it. God told his people, he said, you put a ribbon of blue around the border of your garment so it reminds you that you're from me. Now, that I know that was before the law, and I know that was before. But as soon as Joseph saw them, he knew who was coming. And I'm sure that there was every emotion in the world. You know, there's things that has happened in your life that God will bring you full circle, and you'll deal with it. And how you deal with it will determine your destiny. I don't know anybody here. I know everybody in here pretty much by face, but I don't know anybody. I don't know anybody. You know who knows you? God knows you. And as he stood there watching his brothers ride up, every emotion in the world probably is like, oh, yeah. Hey, now it's my turn. And he messed with them a little bit. How many's read your Bible? Yeah, he messed with them a little bit. Oh, yeah, they were troubled. They was like, man, what's going on? All of us are sitting in order at the supper table. We're all given gifts, and then Benjamin's given seven times as much as everybody else. What in the world? Think about that. And then they all got home and all their money was in their sack. And he's like, oh no, we're in trouble. And then when they got back and they tried to make it right, the head servant says, your God blessed you. He said, I had your money. I know exactly why it's in there. Then they left. You know the story. The money was in the sack. His gold cup was in Benjamin's sack. And he said, let's go. And pretty soon, Joseph realized that the reason why he was in that position was to save their life. He could have snuffed them out. Nothing would have ever been said. Nobody would have said a word to Joseph. He could have lived as an Egyptian the rest of his life. But he remembered. He remembered a dream. Come on, I'm preaching to this church tonight. You say, how do you know if I've had a dream? Well, what does the Bible say? Turn in your Bible to the book of Acts. And it's in the book of Joel also. This really isn't in my notes, but it is. He said in the last days, verse 17, 2 and 17. He said in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And you've come too late to tell me that God doesn't give his people vision. That when God fills you with the Holy Ghost, you just didn't get the Holy Ghost to come sit on a pew somewhere else. You just didn't get the Holy Ghost to come be a bench warmer and a number. But God give you the Holy Ghost to be a visionary, to see revival. That God said, come on, there's someone that you work with every day that needs the Holy Ghost. I want to ask you today, what will become of your dream? Success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It's the courage to continue that counts. We don't understand, that was Winston Churchill, we don't understand joy until we face sorrow. We don't understand faith until it's tested. We don't understand peace until we're faced with conflict. We don't understand trust until we are betrayed. We don't understand love until it's been lost. We don't understand health until sickness enters into our lives. We don't understand hope until we have been confronted with doubt. In the midst of your troubles, in your broken heart, don't lose your dreams. Don't lose your dreams. I feel the Holy Ghost here right now. If we could all stand, I've got more to preach, but I feel like God's done speaking, God's done saying what he wants to say. What will you do with your dream tonight? Maybe God's dealt with you a long time ago. Maybe God dealt with you recently in a dream. But God wants his church to have revival. Someone would come to the music. This altar's open. I don't have any more to say. I don't have any more to preach. But I feel the Holy Ghost right now. The Holy Ghost is thundering right now that God's reaching for your soul. God's saying, come on. God's filled you with the Holy Ghost. You've come into the kingdom for such a time as this. Amen. God's done a work in your life. Come on, God's working in you right now. What are you going to do with your dreams? Come on, brothers. Come on, sisters. There's a work. God, who's going to let it? Oh, God wants to work in this church. Are you going to let him work? In the name of Jesus. On the Holy Ghost is working on you right now. The Holy Ghost is talking to you right now. God's saying, come on, I've got a work for you to do. Oh, don't let the work stop. Don't let the momentum stop. Keep working for God. Keep believing God. Oh, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, man of God. Yeah,